Welcome to LotteryCast. This is the place where we track the big numbers, we look at the odds, and, you know, we really try to cut through all the noise around the world of jackpots and lottery news.
And if you're tuning in today, you probably already know why. The numbers we're talking about are, well, they're just getting into a whole other league.
It is more than just staggering, it's becoming historic. We're looking at a jackpot that has rolled over yet again, and the headline figure is just massive.
It really is. After the Powerball drawing on Wednesday, November 19th, 2025, the whole conversation changed. It went from winning big to, I mean, what else can you call it, but winning everything.
Exactly. So today, that's our mission. We're going to break down that Wednesday drawing. We'll get into the numbers, figure out why nobody hit that grand prize. And then
we have to talk about the new reality.
The new reality is an estimated $629 million jackpot for this coming Saturday.
That figure, $629 million, that's a number that pulls people off the sidelines. People who haven't bought a ticket in years are suddenly thinking, maybe I should.
For sure. And we need to look at what that number really means. The cash value, the taxes. It's not as simple as the headline, is it?
Not at all. We'll get into the financial mechanics of a prize this big. We'll also celebrate the people who did win. You know, the million-dollar winners.
Right, because life-changing money was still won. And we'll dig into some of the state-specific games, too, which offer some, you know, really interesting alternatives for players.
But it all comes back to that one number, $629 million.
It's the number driving everything right now. So the big question is, why did the $592 million prize on Wednesday not find a winner? How did it get even bigger?
We're going to get into the math behind that roll, but first we should probably talk about just the logistics of playing when the jackpot gets this high.
Yeah, because the lines get longer, the excitement builds, and the pressure is on. You're trying to not lose this tiny little slip of paper.
That's right. The whole headache of getting to a store, standing in that line, and then the constant worry about that ticket, it's a real thing.
And that is exactly why we're so happy to be supported by a service that, well, it pretty much solves that whole problem.
It really does.
This look at the lottery world is sponsored by LotteryCast.com. They've really modernized the whole process. It's a safe and secure website where you can buy official lottery tickets online.
Which means you can play for the world's biggest lotteries, including this massive Powerball, from your own home.
The convenience there is, I mean, it's a game changer.
It is, and so is the security aspect, especially now. You eliminate the physical risk of losing the ticket. Plus, and this is a huge feature, all the drawings and winnings are monitored automatically by the lotter.
So even those small $4 wins, you're not going to miss them.
You don't miss a thing. You never have to worry about a lost ticket or, you know, forgetting to check the numbers and missing a claim deadline. You get every single penny you win.
It just gives you that peace of mind, right? You can track this huge Powerball jackpot or even look at some international games and, you know, everything is secure and monitored for you. So what are you waiting for? Head over to LotteryCast.com now to play.
All right, so let's get into it.
Let's do it. Let's get to the core facts of the drawing that started all this new excitement. We're talking about Wednesday, November 19, 2025.
Right. And going into that night, the estimated jackpot was already huge. We were looking at $592 million.
Which had a cash value of around, what, $277 million?
About $277.3 million, yeah. The buzz was already intense. Anytime you cross that $500 million mark, the media attention just creates this gravitational pull.
But the math is the math, right?
Yeah.
And the Powerball structure held firm. No winner.
No winner.
So let's make sure everyone listening has a chance to double check their tickets right now. We'll go through the official results for that November 19th drawing. Nice and slow.
Okay, so grab your tickets. The five white balls that were drawn were 10, 31, 49, 51, and 68.
Okay, that's 10, 31, 49, 51, and 68. Yeah. And then for the single, all-important red ball, the Powerball that unlocks the grand prize.
That was number 19.
19.
And for anyone who played the power play option, the multiplier drawn was a 2X.
Okay, so a 2X. That's, you know, it doubles some of the lower prizes, which is great, but it's not one of those huge 10X multipliers you sometimes see.
No, it's not. And we'll talk a little later about why that multiplier doesn't affect the million-dollar prize in the way a lot of people think it does. It's a common point of confusion.
Good point. So to recap the six numbers, 10, 31, 49, 51, 68, and the Powerball was 19. And the big news, the reason we're here today, is that nobody,
Nobody in the entire country. Despite millions and millions of tickets sold, no single ticket matched all six of those numbers.
So the jackpot rolled again?
It rolled. And you know, the fact that these jackpots keep rolling is just a perfect demonstration of how improbable winning really is. The odds are just astronomical.
What are we talking about exactly?
The odds of hitting the Powerball jackpot are 1 in 292,201,338.
To try and put that in perspective, I mean, it's almost impossible, but imagine trying to guess the exact location and time of a single specific grain of sand on every beach in the entire world. It's just an almost perfect statistical defense against being won.
When you put it like that, it makes you understand why these rolls happen so often.
It does. It also makes you really appreciate the smaller victories, which do happen.
Right. And I want to circle back to something that Randy Trainer, the drawing host, mentioned that night. He gave a shout out to a couple from West Virginia.
That's right. He congratulated Robert Thomas and his wife, Mary. They had won $2 million playing Powerball in a previous drawing.
And that's such an important piece of context, isn't it? It's so easy to get fixated on the $629 million prize, but $2 million is absolutely life-changing.
It absolutely is. It shows the system works, and it delivers incredible wealth even when the top prize isn't hit. That $2 million would have come from matching the five white balls and, crucially, having paid for the power play option.
Which turned their standard $1 million prize into $2
million. Exactly. It proves that life-changing money doesn't have to mean $500 million. And that brings us perfectly to this new mountain of money we're looking at now.
Let's climb that mountain. The new jackpot. $629 million. That is a jump of nearly $40 million from the last draw.
It's not just a slight increase. I mean, that's a monumental surge in just a couple of days.
So what's the technical reason for such a huge jump? It can't just be people got excited.
Well, it sort of is, but here's how it works. When the jackpot is smaller, you know, say under $100 million, the prize pool grows at a fairly predictable rate based on ticket sales.
Okay.
But once you cross that $500 million threshold, the Lottery Association is forced to raise its estimates. And it's because of what we were talking about earlier, that FOMO effect. The fear of missing out.
So break that down. Where does that extra $40 million actually come from?
So about 30 cents of every dollar spent on tickets goes into the grand prize pool. When millions of people who don't normally play rush out to buy tickets in those last 48 hours before the draw,
all those 30-cent contributions just pile up like crazy.
They accumulate incredibly fast. The Lottery Association bases its initial estimate, the $592 million, on typical sales trends. But when actual sales just blow past those trends because of all the new players, that extra revenue gets funneled right into the next jackpot.
So in a way, the public is dynamically funding its own growing excitement.
That's a perfect way to put it. The $629 million figure is a direct result of people putting their $2 on the line at a rate that just massively exceeded expectations.
And this new estimate comes with a cash option, right?
It does. A cash option of $294.5 million. And this is where we need to inject a little bit of cold, hard financial reality into the conversation.
Because the number you see on the billboard is not the number that lands in your bank account.
Not even close. Let's call this the $185 million illusion, because that's closer to what you might actually see.
Okay, so let's walk through it. A winner on Saturday has two big choices, annuity or lump sum.
And one unavoidable consequence, taxes. So first, the choice. The $629 million is the annuity paid out over 30 years in increasing payments.
But most winners take the lump sum, the cash option.
Overwhelmingly, yes. So they take the $294.5 million. Now, what happens immediately?
The tax man cometh.
The tax man cometh. The federal government requires a mandatory 24% withholding on any lottery prize over $5,000. So right off the top.
24% of $294.5 million. That's about $70.7 million.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Instantly. So now you're left with roughly $224 million, but that's not your final tax bill, is it?
Oh, no. That's just the down payment on your taxes.
Exactly. The 24% is just the withholding. Because the prize is so enormous, it pushes you straight into the highest federal income tax bracket, which is currently 37%.
So you still owe the difference between the 37% you're liable for and the 24% they already took.
You've got it. So you owe that remaining 13%. If we just estimate the total federal tax burden at a flat 37% of the cash value.
37% of $294.5 million is.
Wow.
It's about $109 million.
A staggering amount. So before you even think about what state you're in, your take-home amount is down to approximately $185.6 million.
And that's our $185 million illusion.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even stop there.
No. Now we have to factor in where you bought the ticket. State taxes are the next huge variable.
because some states have no income tax on lottery winnings.
Right,
right.
If you win in Florida, Texas, Washington State, you keep that full $185.6 million. But if you're in a state with high income tax, like New York,
you're going to lose a lot more.
A lot more. New York's top state tax rate could take another 8.8%. So your final check might be closer to $160 million.
The simple choice of where you buy your ticket could be a $25 million decision.
It's one of the most financially consequential choices a lottery player can make. And most people don't even think about it.
So even with all these complexities, the excitement is obviously still very real. Let's remind everyone about the schedule.
Yep. Powerball drawings are every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
And the next shot at this massive prize is Saturday, November 22nd at 10:59 p.m. Eastern Time.
And you have to remember those ticket deadlines. They are critical. They vary state by state. In Massachusetts, for example, you have to buy your ticket by 9:50 p.m. on Saturday.
An hour and 9 minutes before the draw. You have to be on top of that.
You do. And of course, this prize is available across 45 states, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. A lot of places to play.
So now that we've kind of established the financial gravity of this whole thing, let's go back and celebrate the people who actually did win on Wednesday.
Yes, let's do that. Because even without a jackpot winner, some truly life-altering money was handed out.
The biggest success story from the November 19th draw was that one single lone $1 million winner.
It's a pretty remarkable statistic, isn't it? With all those tickets sold, just one ticket in the entire country matched the five white balls and missed the Powerball.
So that person matched the 10, 31, 49, 51, and 68.
But they missed the Powerball 19, and that golden ticket was sold in Mountainside, New Jersey.
At a 7-Eleven on Mountain Avenue in Union County, that store is now officially a lucky store.
It is. It's on the map. But I want to pause on the person who won. Think about the psychology of that win.
I was just thinking the same thing. You've overcome odds of about 1 in 11.6 million. You are instantly a millionaire. Your life has changed forever.
You were one single red ball away from over $600 million.
Is that the greatest feeling of luck or the most profound feeling of frustration?
I mean, it's got to be both, right? Mm. Mathematically, it's a miracle. You are so unbelievably lucky. But emotionally, I imagine there's a little shadow there thinking, what if?
And what if they had paid the extra dollar for the power play?
Right. They would have doubled their prize to $2 million, just like Robert Thomas and his wife from West Virginia. But this brings us to that technical point about power play we mentioned earlier.
Okay, yeah, let's clarify this. The multiplier for the draw was 2x. So that's simple, right? It doubles your prize.
For most prizes, yes. But not for the Match 5 prize. This is a rule a lot of casual players miss. The Match 5 $1 million prize is always doubled to $2 million if you play Power Play.
Wait, so even if the multiplier had been 10x, it would still only be $2 million?
Correct. It's capped at $2 million. It's a rule designed to protect the overall prize pool. So for that second prize tier, the Power Play is essentially a bet that you'll turn $1 million into a guaranteed $2 million.
So the 2x multiplier drawn on Wednesday was really only relevant for the lower prize tiers.
Exactly. It's a critical distinction. Now, let's move down the ladder to the next significant win, the $50,000 prize.
Okay. And we had a winner for that in Massachusetts. This person won by matching four of the five white balls and the Powerball.
So they got the Powerball number right, which is so hard to do, but they were off on one of their main numbers.
And that ticket was sold at Skip's Country Store in Raleigh, Massachusetts.
And here we go again with the lucky store phenomenon. A local convenience store sells a ticket for $50,000, and suddenly, they're the talk of the town.
And that actually drives business, doesn't it? People will go out of their way to buy their tickets there.
It's a totally irrational economic driver, but it's very real. People think luck is contagious, that they can catch some of that good fortune.
And looking at the overall prize breakdown from that night, there were quite a few of those $50,000 winners.
There were. Nationally, there were 9 winners in that $50,000 prize tier.
Okay.
And get this, 2 of those 9 winners had played the Power Play.
So their prize was doubled.
It was. It successfully doubled their prize to $100,000 because that prize tier is not capped like the $1 million one is.
So we have almost a dozen people who became six-figure winners overnight and one new millionaire, all from a drawing where the jackpot wasn't even won.
It really highlights the depth of the prize structure. It's not just about the one big winner. And that depth goes even further down.
How so?
Well, for example, over 140,000 tickets won the $7 prize. That's for matching the Powerball plus one or two white numbers. It's not a lot of money, but that's a lot of people getting their investment back and then some.
It keeps you in the game. Okay, so shifting gears a little, let's talk strategy. For people who play regularly, they're always looking for an edge, right? A way to maximize their chances.
And that leads us straight into a conversation about double play.
Right, the add-on game. Explain what that is for anyone who might not be familiar.
Double play is a really smart strategic add-on. For one extra dollar per ticket, you get to use your exact same Powerball numbers in a second, completely separate drawing that happens right after the main one.
A second chance to win. And the top prize for that is pretty substantial, isn't it?
It is. The top cash prize for double play is $10 million.
Which, I mean, it's not $629 million, but $10 million is absolutely generational wealth.
It's an incredible secondary prize. So let's look at the results from the double play drawing on Wednesday, November 19th.
So this is a different machine, different set of balls, but the player uses the same numbers they picked for the main game.
Correct. For the double play drawing, the winning white balls were 17, 19, 47, 53, and 61.
Pick.
And the double play Powerball was number 08.
So did anyone hit that $10 million top prize?
No, the $10 million rolled over, but we did have a major winner in the second prize tier.
Okay.
The official results confirmed one match five winner, so they matched the five white balls.
And what's the prize for that?
$500,000. $500,000.
Wow. For one extra dollar.
For one extra dollar.
Yeah.
That winning ticket was reported in Connecticut.
$500,000 on a secondary drawing. That is an enormous return on investment.
It's huge. And while double play isn't available in every state, it's an add-on in about 13 jurisdictions. It provides a really crucial secondary safety net for players. We know it's sold in places like Pennsylvania and Michigan, for example.
Now, something in the results was a little confusing. It listed multiple categories of $500 winners. There were 38 winners matched for $500, and then another group of 104 winners also matched for $500. What's that about?
That's a great question, and it really gets into the weeds of the double play payout structure. The different listings usually correspond to different ways of winning that same prize amount.
So they're different combinations of numbers that both happen to pay out $500.
Exactly. For example, that smaller group of 38 winners might have been for matching, say, four white balls and the double play Powerball. That's a pretty tough combination to hit.
Okay, I see.
While the larger group of 104 winners might have come from an easier combination, like maybe matching four white balls but not the Powerball, they can both be set to pay out $500 at that tier, but the lottery reports them separately to track the odds and payouts accurately.
So it's a sign that the system is working, distributing that wealth down all the different prize tiers.
Precisely. And the volume in the lower tiers is massive.
What are we talking about?
Almost 2,500 winners matched enough numbers to claim a $20 prize. That's enough to buy 10 more tickets for the next draw.
And a base prize.
The $7 win, that's over 36,000 winners. So double play is really effective at giving players those smaller wins that keep them engaged and, you know, help recoup their costs.
It's all about increasing how often you win, even if the amounts aren't the giant jackpot. A $500 win from double play probably makes you feel a lot better about missing out on the $629 million.
I would think so.
All right, so now let's zoom in a bit. We've been talking about the big national games, but the state-specific lotteries are just as important. They're the backbone of the industry.
This is a really vital part of the story. Powerball is the big dream, but these state games offer daily chances to win and very often much better odds for a solid payday.
And the process for claiming your prize is wildly different from state to state.
Oh, absolutely. Knowing the logistics of where to go and what to do after you win is just as important as knowing the winning numbers.
So let's start in the Midwest, in Iowa. Iowa has a history of big winners, right?
They do. They had that huge $343 million Powerball prize back in 2018. But they have a whole suite of daily games that people play constantly.
Let's run through the results from November 19th for those.
Okay. For the daily draws in Iowa, pick three, the noon drawing was 476 and the evening was 876.
And pick four.
The noontime pick four was 7815. And the evening was 1477.
These games provide those quick, frequent wins. But Iowa also participates in other multi-state games, like Lucky for Life.
Right. Lucky for Life is a really interesting one. The top prize is $1,000 a day for life.
So it's about long-term security, not one huge lump sum.
Exactly. That drawing on the 19th produced the numbers 02, 04, 12, 34, and 38 with the lucky ball 16.
And then there's Lotto America, which our sources mentioned has better odds than Powerball.
It does. The November 19th numbers for Lotto America were 12, 31, 39, 40, 42 with the star ball 08. And the reason the odds are better is pretty simple.
What is it?
The number pool is smaller. Lotto America uses 52 white balls to choose from, whereas Powerball uses 69. That makes a huge difference in the number of possible combinations. For a serious player, that statistical edge is a big deal.
Okay, let's move over to Kansas. They also have a lot of daily games.
They do. For November 19th in Kansas, the pick 3 midday was 313 and the evening was 206. Their big state jackpot game is called Super Kansas Cash.
What were those numbers?
The Super Kansas Cash numbers were 05, 06, 19, 25, 30, and the cash ball was 09.
And they have a unique game called 2x2. How did that work?
2x2 is very localized. You pick two red numbers and two white numbers. On the 19th, the red balls were 06 and 15, and the white balls were 08 and 18. You win by matching any combination of those. It's designed for a high frequency of small wins.
Now let's talk about claiming a prize in Kansas. Their process seems pretty straightforward.
It's very player-friendly compared to some other states. Anything up to $599, you can claim right at the store where you bought it.
Standard practice.
Right. But for prizes over $599, you have to either mail it in or go to the Kansas Lottery office in person.
And what's the most important thing to do before you do either of those?
We're going to say this a lot, but sign the ticket. Immediately. If you're mailing it in, you send that signed ticket and a claim form to their headquarters in Topeka. They make it pretty accessible.
Now let's head south to South Carolina. They offer a much different challenge, both in their games and their logistics.
Yeah, South Carolina has the fireball feature, and their claiming rules are much, much stricter.
So what is the fireball?
It's an interesting add-on. For games like pick 3 and pick 4, they draw an extra number. The fireball. If you play it, that number can substitute for one of the officially drawn numbers to help you make a winning combination.
So it basically gives you an extra chance to win.
An extra chance. Let's look at the results from the 19th. For pick 3, the midday numbers were 802 and the fireball was 8.
So if someone had played, say, 808 and they played the fireball,
they would win. The fireball 8 would substitute for the drawn 2, creating a match. It's a really dynamic feature.
Okay, so now let's talk about claiming a prize there. It's much more rigorous than Kansas.
Very much so. It's very compartmentalized. Up to $500 you can claim at a retailer. That's standard.
But the next tier is where it gets complicated.
It does. For prizes from $501 all the way up to $100,000, and that's a huge range that includes a lot of those $50,000 Powerball wins, you must claim by registered mail.
You have to mail a ticket worth up to $100,000. That sounds terrifying.
It requires some serious diligence from the winner. You have to send the signed ticket, a claim form, a copy of your ID, all of it, by registered mail to their P.O. box in Columbia. You absolutely have to make copies of everything before you send it.
And if you win more than $100,000,
then you have to go in person to the headquarters in Columbia. You need the ticket, your ID, your social security card, the whole works. It's a high security process for big wins.
And is there a time limit?
A very strict one. In South Carolina, all prizes must be claimed within 180 days of the drawing. If you miss that deadline, the ticket is worthless.
That's why those automated tracking services are so valuable. They prevent that from happening.
For sure.
Okay, finally, let's touch on West Virginia. Home of that $2 million winner we mentioned, Robert Thomas.
Right. West Virginia has its daily games. For November 19th, the daily 3 was 004, and the daily 4 was 7544.
But the key strategic point that often comes up with West Virginia is the idea of playing Lotto America over Powerball.
That's a big conversation there. Since the state offers both, players are always weighing the options. As we said, Lotto America has better jackpot odds because of the smaller number pool.
So for someone who doesn't need the massive $629 million headline, but wants a better shot at a solid multi-million dollar prize.
Lotto America offers a statistically more favorable game. It's all about giving players those important strategic choices.
Okay, we have covered so much ground, the finances, the winners, the state-by-state logistics. Let's try to synthesize all of this into some actionable advice for someone buying a ticket for Saturday.
Preparation is everything. First step, where to buy. We know the usual spots, gas stations, convenience stores, but the future is digital.
And that's where services like Jackpocket come in. It's the tech solution to all those logistical problems we just talked about, like mailing in a $100,000 ticket.
Exactly. It's available in so many states now, like New Jersey, New York, Ohio, West Virginia. You choose your numbers on your phone, you see a scan of the actual ticket, and you get paid automatically. It just removes all the hassle and the risk.
Okay, so now let's hammer home the most important pieces of advice for anyone who wins a prize, big or small. What's rule number one?
Rule number one, and we really can't say it enough. CyGN. The back of your ticket, immediately.
Well, as soon as you buy it.
As soon as you buy it. An unsigned ticket is a bearer instrument. Whoever holds it can claim it. A signed ticket is your legal property. It's that simple.
And rule number two.
Check your numbers carefully. Don't just scan for the jackpot. So many people throw away winning tickets because they miss a smaller prize. A $50, $100 prize.
Or even a $50,000 prize.
It happens. In this last draw, over 140,000 tickets won at least $7. Those prizes add up.
All right. And now for the big one. If you, the person listening right now, are the winner of that $629 million jackpot on Saturday, what is the very first thing you do?
The very first thing you do before you tell anyone, before you call the lottery, is you call a lawyer.
Not your family.
You call a financial advisor, an attorney who specializes in wealth management, and a tax professional. You assemble your team first. Do not rush to claim that prize.
Why is that so critical?
Because that team will help you set up trusts to protect your anonymity. They'll help you decide between the annuity and the cash option based on your specific situation. And most importantly, they will prepare you for the onslaught of attention and requests that come with that kind of wealth.
They manage the public narrative for you.
Or help you avoid having one altogether. Taking your time to claim it correctly is the key to securing that wealth for generations.
And that brings us to our final but absolutely crucial point, responsible play.
We have to reinforce this. Playing the lottery should be fun. It's entertainment. It has a small cost of entry with a potentially huge upside.
But it's still gambling.
It's still gambling. And it has to be approached responsibly. If you ever find yourself spending more than you can afford, or if it's causing any kind of financial stress, please seek help. Play safely. The odds are long, so the fun should be the main reason you're playing.
The stage is officially set. Saturday, November 22nd, 10:59 p.m. Eastern Time. The Powerball jackpot is an estimated gargantuan $629 million.
The tension is palpable. Whether you're chasing that net $185 million take-home prize or just enjoying the thrill of it all, it's going to be an exciting night.
It really is. But let's end with that psychological point you brought up earlier. It's a really fascinating thought.
The difference between the winners, right? We have the $1 million winner in New Jersey who matched all five white balls but missed the Powerball.
And then we have the $100,000 winners who matched four white balls and the Powerball.
So they got the red ball right.
It's a strange philosophical question, isn't it? Who was luckier? The person who nailed the five white balls, which is the statistically harder combination to get, or the person who proved they had the key to the jackpot, that red ball?
Well, the $1 million winner overcame the longest odds among all the secondary prizes. One in over 11 million. They are the definition of lucky, even if the grand prize slipped through their fingers.
It's a great reminder that success in the lottery isn't just about that one top prize. It's about the incredible odds you beat along the way.
A perfect way to look at it.
And if you are getting ready for Saturday's drawing and you want that ultimate convenience and security we've been talking about, please make sure you check out our sponsor.
Yes, we really encourage you to visit lotterycast.com. It's the safe and secure way to buy official lottery tickets online for the world's biggest jackpots. And that key feature, all your drawings and winnings are monitored automatically by the lotter. You will never miss a thing.
Head over to lotterycast.com now to play. Thank you so much for tuning into LotteryCast. We wish you the absolute best of luck for the massive draw this weekend.
Good luck, everyone.